All right, as you know, there's a lot of theories and people that have tried different things. And one of the what there's some ad, what I like to call advanced techniques that some guys talk about when they're tuning and getting their arrows. And one of them I'd like you to kind of explore each one of these. So the first one I'd like you to talk about is what's called spine indexing. Do you think that's necessary? And do you think there are variations in the spine on carbon arrows, as you turn them?
Well, let's put it this way, okay? Do I believe in spine indexing? Absolutely, if you have a very poor 360 spine design arrow, because of the fact you can actually turn the nock at 120 to the next vein. I mean, your cock vein may be wrong if you got a one cock color to it, the other, and it does help, because what you have is a stiff spine and a weaker spine around the arrow, and that can tune them to bring them in, okay? But that will help if you got a poor design arrow out there, a quality type arrow. It does affect. Now, if you buy a better arrow with better 360 spine that's very consistent out there on how it acts dynamically coming off the bow, because see, you've got static spine. Static spine is just 28 inches with a 1.94 pound weight in the middle and measure how much it expands. But if you turn that with on a poor shaft with a spine machine, it's going to move up and down. In other words, you're going to have a change in your gauge, but down the stiff spine. A good arrow has very little in that. You don't have to worry about it then. But a poorer arrow or a lesser cost arrow, we make lesser cost arrows, still have very good 360 degree spine all the way around, so you don't have to worry about it. But the spine indexing for other companies' arrows out there is a good way to get those arrows to shoot a little bit better, because of the fact you're trying to find the sweet spot on that. You talked about bear shaft tuning. Well, bear shaft tuning isn't a bad thing, okay, to get something close. But I am not a firm believer in bear shaft tuning, especially out of a hunting setup, because of the fact is you can get a bear shaft to shoot fairly good, say at out of the bow or at 5 yards. And I always believe 5 yards out of the bow to be nothing to me. It's 5 yards is what you're really telling out the front of the bow what's happening. But then you put a fletching on and realize your rest wasn't set up, your tuning wasn't set up right for your rest, and one of the fletching is catching one of the prongs of the rest or like this, and that is causing a severe kick. Well, this doesn't necessarily mean that the shaft is all it that is. You better tune with fletching on to make sure you're getting full clearance out of your setup, because hitting hard on a vein coming off the rest and kicking it, that means you're kicking that broadhead on the front end. If it's a fixed play broadhead, you're already changing the direction of that broadhead, and then you're going to have issues. So bear shaft tuning is, in my book, it can be a start, but I will never, never, never in my hunting arrows, never trust bear shaft tuning. I always go to make sure I'm getting the bullet holes I want 5, 10, 20 yards with fletching on it. So that's what I think, on the bear shaft here. And then we talked about before, like I said, 5 yards, then what is it doing at 10, and what is it doing at 20 yards to make sure everything is super tuned. So it is that everything, that arrow is right, everything's tuned right. Your total suit up is super tuned, so you're good flight all the way from that 5 to 20 yards.
So when you talk about doing 5, 10, 20 yards, is that what you would consider to be walk-back tuning?
Yes, that's what I consider walk back tuning.
Okay, and is that something that you do when you're tuning your new setup?
I absolutely do it.
You do.
I want to know what it's doing, all the way down.